No, very difficult, you know. Fair play to the players. You know, obviously some results before that that we would have liked to have been better. Coming under a bit of sort of certainly getting criticised from certain quarters, and you know, a great way to sort of answer people and show the people that, you know, we are a decent team. And that's what I've been saying from the start. Still a long way to go, but great to win here for a few reasons, really. One, the fact that we didn't really turn up against them at home for that first half and when we lost the game. Secondly, the journey, you know, a long, long way to come and travel back with nothing. You know, that's nice for the fans also that have made the long journey. Great support yet again for us. And the fact it's FA Cup week next week, so it was been a while had we not got a positive result to sort of dwell on things. And you know, the table, you look again, although we haven't sort of moved dramatically, we're gradually, you know, clawing teams back in and not too far off the playoffs at all now.
What were the best things about the game for you today?
I think quite a bit of character from the lads, having got themselves in front a couple of occasions and got pegged back against what's a good Torquay side. You know, I think they were the first team to win again here. We kind of seem to racking these things up away from home. Another impressive display, and also I thought we did play some good football at times. Both teams looked like they were going to create problems for the opposition. A lot of good attacking players on show, but after, you know, a slow start from us, I think, where we were under, you know, James McEwen had to make some saves early on, a bit almost as though we were still asleep. The first attack we had, you know, we nearly scored with a header from Danny Parslow, and that was a bit of a trend of the game, although I thought the second half, in general, we got to grips and defended much better. James didn't have as much to do. Just set plays tonight. Today, I think we, you know, looked like we missed Sean Pearson on that front. Some good balls in from the captain, but we need to try and defend him a little bit better.
Mentioned good balls in, and the three good balls in for your goals as well, weren't there, as well as three good finishes?
Yeah, obviously Scott Nielsen with two of them. I'm trying to think who the other one was.
Scott Brown.
Yeah, well, I mean, Brownie's played extremely well, and thought we were going to lose him just before half time. He managed to get back out there and do well for a period, but had to come off towards the end. I've also got Carl Magne as well, who's, you know, got a bit of an issue with his heel, some fluid down there. He's done well to get through the second half as well.
If we call out a few players, John Lewis obviously with his two goals today.
Yeah, he's, again, you know, he's a threat and he's a handful. I'm sure when you ask centre-halves, they don't enjoy playing against him. It can be a difficult role to play up there, but at times I think we get into grips with that formation and playing some good football. You know, it's not about just kicking it back to front and Lenny chase after it, otherwise it will be a thankless task. So we've got some good footballers, we try and use them, and it's culminating at the minute for a good little period for us. We obviously want to extend that further, albeit, as I said, as focus switches to the FA Cup now.
You missed Danny Parslow, is that definitely his last game?
Not definitely. I've had a conversation with Russ Wilcox, and we're having another chat again on that. I would like to keep him, but you know, we'll see.
And you know, you kept going at the end, and another player I'd like to mention, Nathan Arnold, when he's come on the last couple of games, maybe for the first time he looks as though he believes he's fit and is able to go.
I think so. I just spoke to him there, and he said he could have done with that shot going in when he's at the post. That would have been nice. The last few minutes a little bit easier. But no, I think he is. He got 90 minutes under his belt. He got a bit of a knock to his knee. But thankfully, he was okay. And that can only help, you know, when you get the minutes in your legs. And you know, again, he's shown little bits today and almost got his name on the score sheet. But it's another step, you know, in the right direction for Nathan.
You mentioned the cup game coming up. Would it have been better in a way to carry on with the league and build momentum?
You never know, do you? In one way, yeah, it'd be nice if we've got a game Tuesday. But, you know, we haven't. It's FA Cup, and we've got to make sure that we sort of prepare right for that game, give Guiseley the respect that they deserve. I haven't seen their result as yet today, but
4-4.
Right, so I think that keeps them unbeaten away from home, and at, no doubt at the top end of their league. Only missed out on promotion in the final last season to Altrincham. So I know quite a lot of the players, and we've got to be right, otherwise we'll be on the back of an upset.
And important to put on a good home display.
That's the plan, you know, that's what we want to try and do. Hopefully, you know, some of the fans that perhaps have stayed away the last few home games will have seen the results that we've put together. Heard about the performances as well, you know, not just the results. And hopefully we can get one or two of those back. And as you said, then it's down to us to try and put on that performance and certainly make sure we get through the tie.